We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Welcome to the broadcast. We're talking about the world that was. Now, when we left the broadcast yesterday, we're in Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. I want to read verse 14 once again. And it says, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so." Now, this is God speaking of Lucifer. Now, Lucifer lived on the earth in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. This is not the devil in his array when he was in the Garden of Eden. We've proved that. It says the Garden of God back here in verse 13 talks about being in Eden, the Garden of God. It is not the same garden. Now, I want us to go to 2 Peter because I know that some of you are thinking, I tell you, this is the wildest thing that I've ever heard. Well, it may be contrary to anything religious you ever heard, but then the Bible's not too religious anyway. It's just filled with truth. Now, let's go to the Word of God, and let's look at 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and I want to read you something here. Now, let me remind you, before we get there, about a scripture. In Luke, the 10th chapter, the Bible says that Jesus said, "I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven." So that's already happened, you see. That had already happened in the Garden of Eden. It had to be there. Satan has already fallen because he had lost his realm of dominion. He came in the garden as a snake, borrowed the body of a serpent. Now, I had a guy write me and said, "Well, now you don't know much about the Bible. He didn't have to borrow the body of a serpent." Well, he had to have some kind of body to manifest himself in, and he didn't have a physical body. So he came there in the body of a serpent. So evidently he borrowed it. Now, here in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, let's begin reading with verse 3. "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." Now, don't just pass over that lightly. There's something strong here. And some of you have been guilty of saying almost the same thing. Well, all things continue as it was since the beginning of creation. No, all things haven't continued as they were since the beginning of creation. The beginning of creation was billions of years ago, and the world was totally destroyed, absolutely wiped out, totally incomplete. The whole social system and whole social order of the earth was changed. Now, we're going to show it to you right here in the Scripture, in the New Testament. Look at verse 5. "For this they are willingly ignorant of." He's saying some of you are willingly ignorant of the fact that the world has not stayed as it was since the beginning. He said, "This they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old." Now, notice, the heavens were of old. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I did a word study on this one time, and that word "old" is the only place in the Bible it's used, is right there. The heavens were of old. Now, it has some different connotations to it than the other words that are used old. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, somebody said, "Well, that's easy to understand. That's Noah's flood." Well, I'm glad you said that because we're going to go to the Bible and show you something. Go with me to Genesis, the 1st chapter. Now, we've talked all around this, but we really hadn't read it. I want you to see it in your Bible if you have your Bible. Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In the beginning, God did that. Now, we've already proved to you from Scripture in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 that Lucifer lived on that earth that God created. In Genesis 1:1, Lucifer lived on that earth. He ruled over that earth. He was the anointed cherub, and it was a dispensation of angels. Angels ruled that world, from what the Scriptures say. Now, this beginning is what we're talking about. The beginning where Lucifer ruled, and this earth. Now, this is the one that Peter is saying that they are willingly ignorant of this. That the heavens that were of old and the earth standing out of the water. Now, let me show you the earth standing out of the water. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the earth is dry land. Now, that's God's definition of the earth. In fact, you come right on down just a few verses and you can read it. And it says, God called the dry land earth. Verse 10, God called the dry land earth. Now, in verse 10, this is a recreation, a reforming of the earth. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to get this. This is important. God, in the beginning, created the heaven and the earth. God was in heaven in the beginning. Lucifer was on the earth in the beginning as ruler over the earth, had a throne, dominion, and kingdoms, and was ruling. And he was covered with precious covering of diamonds, beryl, onyx, and all of the precious stones, and he was beautiful to behold. Well, he certainly wasn't when he came in the Garden of Eden. Now, this earth then that he created was dry land. It had to be. That's God's definition of the earth. It's dry land. Now, you know, a 12-year-old child could get that. Dry land is earth. Now, it says the earth standing out of the water. Peter says the earth standing out of the water. Well, certainly it was when God created it. There's no doubt about it. God created it dry land. It probably had some water on it. Certainly it did. But he created the earth as dry land. And then it says standing out of the water and in the water. Now, this is what you see in verse 2. See, let's read it. Genesis 1:1-2. In the beginning, God created the earth. It was dry land. And the earth was without form and void. Now, let me show you something. The word was here, the earth was without form and void. The word was, the Hebrew word that's translated was, is translated became. 67 times in Genesis, it's translated became. Now somebody said, well, what's that mean? It means that it says the earth became without form and void. In fact, the word without form means void, desolate, destroyed, in other words. The earth became that way. Now, that was the flood that came upon the earth. It's covered with water here in verse 2. See, and Peter says, this they're willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, the earth was dry land when it's created. People lived on it. Angels lived on this earth. And Lucifer was a ruler of the earth and was the anointed cherub. But then Lucifer's flood came. God caused a flood upon this earth. Either that or Lucifer brought the flood on the earth and destroyed all of creation, destroyed all of the earth, destroyed the whole social order, the whole social system, destroyed every tree. In fact, the earth just turned inside out. That's what happened to it. It absolutely, totally annihilated and destroyed the earth. They find these dinosaurs and all of those things that lived back in that age, hundreds and thousands of feet buried under ice caps and all of that, and they have tropical vegetation in their stomach. Hairy mammoths, something like a big elephant, similar. They found them frozen in the north wasteland in ice packs with green vegetation in their stomach, undigested. Now, that'll tell you that some catastrophic event took place, and it took place instantly and destroyed the whole earth. I believe, personally, it was God's judgment upon the wicked thing that had come about on the earth, and God destroyed it. The dinosaurs and all of those things, I believe, were perversions of what God had created. And it became almost hell on earth because of the wicked rule of Lucifer that was supposed to be the anointed cherub. And God destroyed the whole thing and turned the world inside out and annihilated the earth and its whole social order. And then when you see it, God recreating it in Genesis 1 and created Adam and said, replenish the earth and subdue it. Now see, this is what the Bible actually says about creation. Now, theory You can believe theory if you want to, but this is what the Bible says about it. And I'll tell you, the Bible is right. I can be wrong, and you can be wrong, but the Bible is right. Now, Peter says, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Now somebody said, well, that's easy. That's Noah's flood. Oh, no, wait a minute now. The world that then was. If God says the world that then was, it couldn't be the world that now is. Because if it's the world that now is, he said the world that now is instead of the world that then was. In fact, he goes on and says, but the world that now is reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. Now, God is telling us here in his scriptures that the world that then was is different from the world that now is. Now, when we get a hold of that and understand what he's really saying, you can understand why it says in Genesis that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and verse 2 it says the earth was void and without form. It was without form. Why would God create something without form? Why would God create something desolate? You'll find out God never did do that. He created it to be inhabited.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Our offer all this week is CD offer number 7607. It's called Keys to Understanding the Bible. Six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling, a total of $50. This is one of the most informative series I've ever taught. It'll be a blessing to you. We find in the Genesis account, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing. It's good news today to just know you have dominion over creeps. Glory to God. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created them and blessed them, said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Psalms 8 says, over all the work of his hands. God gave us authority and dominion over this planet, but if you don't know you have authority through the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that worketh in you, then you may be run over roughshod by the devil on this planet before Jesus come. But I want you to know that God created us to have dominion, and if you don't understand authority, you'll never have great faith, because it is the authority that God gives us. In the 10th chapter of Luke, Jesus said to the disciples that went out to minister, he said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And you see, when Satan showed up on this earth, he had already been cast out of heaven. He came to the earth, and he had to borrow the body of a serpent to manifest himself, because he didn't have a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. So he had to borrow the body of a serpent. And I want you to know that Jesus said to them, I give you power and authority over all the ability of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's offer number 7607. It's called Keys to Understanding the Bible. Six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling, a total of $50. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.